PRI's podcasts and on-demand audio are free, thanks to contributions from listeners like you. Make a difference. Invest in better media. Contribute at PRI.org. Thank you.
I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. He is a black man, but his skin is white, and he likes it. That's what makes him different. He is a white man, and his blood is black. That's a difference that makes him beautiful. I'm describing the Malian singer Salif Keita, but I'm actually using Mr. Keita's own words to describe him. The words come from the title track to Mr. Keita's latest recording, La Différence, The Difference. Salif Keita joins me in our Boston studio. Very nice to have you in our studio after all these years.
Thank you.
In previous autobiographical songs that you've composed, I often get the sense that you focused on the suffering experienced by people who are different, shall we say, like yourself. You are albino, as the lyrics to La Différence imply. But now it feels like you really embrace who you are. There's a confidence there that we haven't seen before.
Since I was born, I knew that really I'm different. I was suffering. It was a problem for me. But in my career, I knew so that it's good to be different. And it was a good opportunity for me to grow up my career.
Was it the West? Was it your popularity in the West among world music audiences that kind of helped you discover the value of the difference? Or was it people in your own country, in Mali, who said, you're different, take that and make that work for you?
In Mali, it was, when I was younger, it was really a problem, big problem for me, because their traditional thinking is not always good for albino people. But when I gone outside, I knew that the difference can be something good too, because I met many kind of color in the world, and I felt I'm a person like everybody, and it doesn't matter if I'm different. That's maybe a good thing for me. So I realized that it's not bad to be different. It's so pretty to be different.
Since we're talking about La Différence, differences, let's hear the title track, La Différence. I quoted the lyrics earlier in English. You wrote it in French, though.
Yeah.
Je suis un noir, ma peau est blanche, et moi j'aime bien ça, c'est la différence qui est jolie. Je suis un blanc. Mon sang est noir et moi j'adore ça, c'est la différence qui est jolie. Je voudrais que nous nous entendions dans l'amour, que nous nous comprenions dans l'amour et dans la paix. La vie se rappelle, yeah, la vie sera belle. La vie se rappelle, chacun à son tour aura son amour. La vie se rappelle, la vie sera belle. La vie se rappelle.
The song is La Différence, the title also of Salif Keita's new recording. The arrangements on the album version of that, really, it really rocks out.
Yes.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
But it's also beautiful acoustically, too.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Salif Keita, one thing I learned recently is that when you were a kid, your mother had to hide you because of the trade in albino body parts that féticheur or witch doctors would use for their spells. We keep hearing about this in various parts of Africa. It's an old custom that doesn't seem to have any correlation with the modern world. Is it still happening in Mali?
Yes, because it's something cultural. The people think that the albinos people, they have the power. To keep the power, they have to sacrifice them. So what they always, any election, they kill people, they kill the albinos people being sacrificed.
And albinos are sacrificed because presidential candidates believe that if they can have some of that power, they might be able to win an election?
Yes, yes.
Have you ever heard of any presidential candidates who actually ordered albino body parts in Africa?
We always miss people. We miss, we lose albinos people all the time when the election comes. We lost them.
I've always felt that you must possess a kind of a rare perspective on race, since you've experienced the feeling of what it's like to be discriminated against as a black man in the white world, as a white man in the black world, and also as a kind of unique white man in the context of West Africa. Tell us, what is the most basic lesson you've learned from this experience that you feel the rest of the world doesn't know?
It's not important, the color. What's important is what you do for the society. And the God sent me for the albinos people to tell to people, to the world, what happened in their life. That is my thinking.
Salif Keita, bottom line, though, is you're a musician, singer-songwriter first and foremost,
yes,
regardless of your skin color. And I just want to ask you a final question about music. In the later years of his life, the great and late jazz keyboard player Joe Zawinul,
yes,
worked with you on a number of occasions, and he was an incessant experimenter with music. I'm just wondering if you have outlets today that take you away from the traditional jolly griot praise singer style to kind of some of the radical ways that Joe Zawinul worked with you in music.
For me, it's not gone. He's still here in my heart. Until I die, Joe Zawinul is my daddy. And I always want to follow his way to make music.
Salif Keita, thank you very much. A great pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you.
Salif Keita's just released latest recording is titled La Différence, and now here is Mr. Keita performing the song Folon from that album. Eric Goldberg composed the world's theme music. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Have a great weekend.
Follow 18 in a car.